Everybody, it's your girl Decadent Dane. Yay! I know I have not been active for a while, but I'm about to get active on everything because the hate and the palm trees that is being thrown my way. Oh man, that's how you know you are destined for great things. I'm not just speaking of myself, I'm speaking of people in general. So you know you're on the right path when everything starts going wrong. Because people, things, and the devil is going to try to hinder you in a way. So, in case a lot of people don't know what happened today, I posted a video that is apparently going viral on the internet. It went viral on TikTok, and I just happened to share it. In the video, a lady is getting slapped because she was about to ruin a birthday surprise. She made herself the center of attention. So, upon entering into the room, she starts singing. Another lady smacks her in the mouth, like, be quiet because you're about to mess up the birthday surprise. So I reposted it and pretty much said, this is me protecting my energy. Well, I got off of Instagram for the day because today is the Sabbath meditation, praying, manifesting. That is my day. That is what I typically do on Saturday. Even though my spirit told me not to post today, I went against that because I felt like I hadn't posted in a while. I get back on TikTok to figure out what video I'm going to post, and I left Instagram alone for a while. Took a shower because I had business to attend to today. So as soon as I get back on Instagram, I'm hit with two double whammies, which is inciting violence, bullying and harassment, and I forgot what the other one was. That means I know bullying and harassment automatically means people have been reporting it. They reported it. They was looking for a reason why. People don't need a reason to hate you. They'll look for a reason to hate you. So that made me mad because it didn't make me mad. Let me take that back. That upset me because I felt like I'm a selfless person. I'm not doing anything for me. Yes, I'm happy that I made it. And I feel like I'm about to do greater things, but nothing makes me happier than to see other people laugh and smile. And I feel like the people who are hating, why are you all trying to take that away? If you need some love, light, and laughter, I would be more than glad and happy to help you with that too. But y'all just doing unnecessary stuff. Why? Why? Then you got to question people, places, and things. And this is why people don't want to do certain stuff. Is it because then you all, when I tried to go back and get on live and explain the video to you all, I'm blocked on live with no reason at all. So I got people inboxing me saying, hey, can you appeal it? I can't appeal anything. They didn't even allow me to do that. So then I went to the help desk and tried to submit an appeal saying, hey, you all blocked my live with no reason, no context, no none of that. Didn't even say, you know, pretty much who reported the video or anything. So I tried to go back and send the rest of the screenshots in which they said, present the screenshots. And it's saying, failure to upload submission. So now I can't even submit that. So if it's not one thing, it's another. I want to encourage anybody and everybody, if you got it in you, keep going. I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping on any platform. People unfollow every day. People gonna hate you for the rest of your life simply because you are you, which goes back to that post that I put up, which states people want you to win as long as it's not you. I've seen people from my community, they didn't start liking stuff until I started getting backlash. And unfortunately, that's just how it works. You're gonna have to take the good with the bad. It's when you have to make a strong decision if you're gonna let this make you or break you. It's not going to do either for me. It's not going to break me. It's actually going to project me into the place in which I'm destined to be because I was already headed there. And along your path, you're going to run into some obstacles. This ain't nothing but another test to see if you're going to stop. If I'm going to stop or if I'm going to keep on going, I'm going to keep on pushing. Because when you're doing stuff for the right reasons, when you came from a negative place and you don't want to create that environment for other people, great things will happen in due time. It may take a bit longer for you or other people, but that's okay. That means your path is going to be laid straight. It's going to be smooth. All the crooked places are going to be laid straight. I've been that negative person before. I'm not finna get on a platform and be put into a box of silence because other people are uncomfortable with me, how I look, and what I'm doing. Then you should be uncomfortable. Then my spirit, that means my spirit is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Excuse my language, which is whooping your ass. It needs to be whooped. I can't, I'm not responsible for you being uncomfortable. I'm not responsible for if you don't find me funny. I'm not responsible for if you don't like anything that I'm not doing. I'm doing this for my family. I'm trying to make a better way for my family, for my child, for people who really need it, for people who really are depressed, that are tired of seeing the same thing. Because it's like you stuck into a constant cycle, an illusion of what this world truly is. And when you find a safe haven or a good place to escape, then that's exuberating for a lot of people. So how dare you hating ass people try to take that away, even that social media platform. Because when they made one, they made a bunch of more. So if you follow me, please go blow up, subscribe to my YouTube, subscribe to my, make sure you tune into my podcast. I'm going to be on here talking all night. If you have a TikTok, get on the TikTok so you can expand yourself and your business. When I tell you, it's problems over there too, but the unity over there is amplified. It is amplified. I do have a Twitter. It's Decadent Dane on all platforms, My backup account is DA_Aristocrat. It's sad that I had to come to that conclusion, but I guess you have to eventually do one of those anyway. Make a public and a professional profile and keep one private. I didn't think it'd have to come to that, but it did. So love and light to all of you all, and thank you so much for rocking with me heavy. Thank you for continuing to support. I feel the love, and I appreciate you all more than you all know. Thank you for constantly pushing me to strive to do better and to not give up, because I can't. I've come too far. If I had to tell my story, a lot of people wouldn't listen, nor would a lot of people want to live it. Like, we constantly are going through it each and every day. So why be a burden or a problem to someone else when you can easily be the solution? But instead, some of y'all are so miserable in this world that y'all like to cause mayhem and heck. Mayhem and be hectic. Now, if I was anybody else popping my pussy, talking about my pussy, shaking my ass, talking about killing guns and drugs, being a racist, putting down on other people, y'all are loving, y'all are eat it up. I guess negative people aren't used to positive people. Anything negative is going to attack that and try to make that into a negative as well. But when you've been down before, you've pulled yourself out of the trenches, you don't want to go back to that. You're striving for something else. And a lot of people can't see past that. What I am doing, I'm trying to break barriers. A lot of African-American people, they are not used to seeing certain stuff. A lot of people don't know what charcuterie is. A lot of communities don't get to experience fresh foods. A lot of people don't get to experience nice things. I want to bring that to light because all of us deserve that. And it's crazy that you all want me to do the opposite or go in the opposite direction. Because I've done a live before using nothing but profanity and it's never got banned. But I post a video that has nothing to do with me, nor am I even narrating it, and I'm inciting. That's what really pissed me off. I'm inciting violence. I wouldn't encourage nobody to be violent unless they need it to be violent. Because I go to war behind mines or defend other people if they needed it. But, whoo, Lord, I'm going to say a prayer for y'all. I'm going to say a very strong prayer for myself tonight and meditate and fast tonight like none other. You know, what they try to, when you got too much power, what they try to, pop your light switch or try to pull from your source, but that's okay because what's for me will be for me. What's for you will be for you. Can't no man, woman, or object take it away from you. When I say manifest, I mean manifestation. Like I have too many people depending on me and I depend on myself. So you can try to stop something temporarily, but what's meant to be will be. And it's going to be great. So whoever is trying to put me out now, I encourage you and I want to let you know. You trying to put me out now, but when it's time for me to shine like the sun and I get my real energy source, please believe I'm going to burn your ass up. Peace, love, light, and positivity. You all tune in tonight because I'm supposed to be going freak. I can't even do a freaking live with Noah, but I'm gonna try to see if I can get Noah on this podcast. If not on this, we're gonna be doing a phone call, or I'll just get on the backup page and do a live. I really don't want to get on that backup page because I feel like I'm being limited. But please love you all yourselves and do great.